The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
The real you is new, and your roots are in Christ. You got to catch a revelation of who you are and your new identity so that it can line you up for the supernatural that God wants to do in your life. You are designed to be led by your spirit. Now, your spirit illumines your mind so that your mind can function. If you're going to do the supernatural, you got to think supernatural. Society can't tell you who you are. They can't tell you what you can do. Our assignment is to replenish. It's the Eden mandate that God gave Adam. The word replenish means to perpetually renew and supply. It is a dominion mandate that we're coming in not to take sides, but to take over and establishing every place under kingdom jurisdiction. The power of this blessing is to create heaven's atmosphere. You're children of Abraham by faith, because he is rooting Abraham with God and talking about Abraham beginning a new race of people that had to go because of Adam's sin. Abraham had to come up and produce some people in the earth who are going to be able to subdue this earth and replenish this earth like Adam was supposed to do. Our assignment is to replenish. It's the Eden mandate that God gave Adam when he said in Genesis in chapter 1, and he said it in verse 28. He said, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over everything that liveth upon this earth. So it is a dominion mandate that we're coming in not to take sides, but to take over. And that there is a dominion that we're bringing in this place and establishing every place under kingdom jurisdiction. Boy, y'all follow me now. The word replenish, it might do you well to put this in your Bible. It means to perpetually renew and supply. To perpetually renew and supply. Now, what is he doing? What did Adam do? Adam was planted in the garden. Am I right about it? But now Adam was going to have to take the garden and move the garden to the whole earth. I am convinced when Adam got done with the earth, he's going to move on up to Mars and moon and everything else. You said, well, there's no atmosphere up there. Because Adam's not there. I'm telling you, the power of this blessing is to create heaven's atmosphere. Boy, that came out of the Holy Ghost. So that blessing is on Adam. Now understand, because of Adam's sin, that thing turned to a curse. And now everything got cursed. I mean, the lions ate up the lambs, and you can't hardly drink the water, and thorns and thistles and all of the things that God had not planned. But God is not done, because his word will not return void. Once he speaks a word, it's going to come to pass. All right, so now God then brings, and here comes the church, who Jesus was the one who birthed the church. Now, I'm talking prophetically now, because when Jesus hung on the cross, the church came out of his side. Oh, Jesus. I can't even, man. Ooh-wee. See, when they pushed thorns on his head, what that said is that he bore all the thorns in your life. So the curse was put on him so that you could go free. Say amen to that. All right, but anyway. So my point to you is now that you're reading the Bible, you need to let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Because he can teach you all these things. He can teach you what everything means in this so that you can come up to another level. Because if you're going to do the supernatural, you got to think supernaturally. Are you with me? All right, now. So here When you leave the Gospels, God never again calls Jesus the only begotten Son of God. He calls him the firstborn. Firstborn of the church, found over in Colossians, firstborn of many brethren, or wherever, different places, firstborn. Because there's a secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn, and you are in there. So he is no longer called only begotten Son, but he now is the firstborn of many brethren, because now are you the sons of God. Now, the reason why I say this is because identity has a whole lot to do with what you can do for God. That the enemy is really out after identities. He knows that this word identification got a lot to do with the supernatural. Okay, all right. Now, what we said here as we were building our case, that you and I are not operating in our own strength. Let's go back to John chapter 14 very quickly and look at verse 10. Believest thou that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, what? He doeth the works. Now we said that Jesus was a sample son. So now Jesus is going to show you how he's operating. It's not him that's doing this. Who's doing it? The Father. The Father is working through Jesus. But notice he needs Jesus to be a human, because if Jesus had no humanity, he had no authority. Because God gave authority to a man. So Jesus calls himself, John chapter 6 or John chapter 5, the Son of Man. He calls himself that because he's letting you know that, wait a minute, I'm fully God, but I'm fully man. And I'm setting my Godhead ability aside, because I'm going to show you how you as a man or a woman can operate in this earth if you're anointed like I'm anointed. Got it? Now he goes on down and said in verse 12, verily I say unto you, verily, verily, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I'm doing what? I'm going to my Father. So you and I are to do greater works. You and I are sent here like Elijah and Elisha, where we're to do greater works. Elisha did twice as many miracles as Jesus did. I'm just saying greater in what way? Greater in every way, and even greater in terms of manifestation. So now society can't tell you who you are. They can't tell you what you can do. And don't try not to do something because you've never seen anybody else do it. I'm saying my sheep hear my voice and they follow it. They do exactly what I tell them to do. Say amen to that. Now, as you look at the church today, the enemy has tried to neutralize the church, because he's tried to get the church to not believe for and operate supernaturally, but to stay in a zone whereby they can intellectually figure things out. And I'm here to tell you, when you're there, then your mind is leading you. You're no longer being led by the Spirit of God, and you're no longer being led by your spirit. You see, your spirit is supposed to lead you. Say amen to this. Your mind is coming after your spirit, and your body is coming after your mind. So that's the priority of your advancement. That's the priority of the way you live. But what happened when Adam's spirit shut down, his mind took over. But the problem with that is that Satan could deceive the mind. But glory to God. So here, once you get born again, your spirit again becomes alive to God. Now God talks directly to your spirit. Now your spirit illumines your mind so that your mind can function. Your spirit, you are designed to be led by your spirit. Turn over to Proverbs, please. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20. Look at verse 27. The spirit of man is the what? candle of the Lord. Keep going. Searching all the inward parts of the belly. Now, your spirit is given to you to guide you. That's what that verse says. That your spirit is key for your guidance. That your, now that you've been born again, God will use your spirit to guide you. That's what it's saying. You got what I'm saying? Let's go to another one. Let's go, because y'all looking at me kind of puzzled. Let's go to Psalms chapter 18, please. Psalm chapter 18. And then we're going to Galatians chapter 1. I want to use this because I want to build you up for the supernatural. And you're going to find that the supernatural doesn't operate out of your intellect. Because, first of all, there's no faith there. Faith comes out of your spirit. All right, let's keep going. Watch this. Look at verse 28. For thou will light my what? Candle. The Lord my God will do what? Enlighten my darkness. Your answers are going to come from within you. Let's go to another place. Let's go to Galatians, please. Galatians and Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. But I certify you, brethren, the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the what? Revelation of Jesus Christ. What does revelation mean? It comes straight from God where? Into your spirit. Hey, straight from God into your spirit. Verse 15. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I may preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with what? Flesh and blood. I didn't ask my mind what it thought about it. Once God gave me the revelation and told me that I am the righteousness of God, told me even though I had been there and I was involved in getting those Christians beat and some of them killed and so forth and so on because I thought I was doing right. Now that I'm born again, I've hurt no man. You got what I'm saying now? You got to catch a revelation of who you are and your new identity so that it can line you up for the supernatural that God wants to do in your life. He said it, 2 Corinthians chapter, I think it's 7. He said, I've hurt no man, I've offended no man. This is Paul, the same one that hurt somebody. But because he got born again, he wasn't looking at his flesh, because his flesh ain't nothing but flesh. It's dirt, it's dignified dirt, it's going back to the dirt. But the real him is new. The real you is new. And your roots are in Christ. Say amen to that. Now, I know on the outside we got different roots and different come from different backgrounds, so forth and so on like that. I understand that. But he's going also up to a higher place because in that higher place is where the supernatural is going to take place. Glory to God. Let's go to one more place and go to First Corinthians, please, and chapter 2. Look what he said in verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, that's your natural eye, the ear has not heard, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the natural part of you, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to who? Us, by his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man that's in him? Even so, the things of God should no man know but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which who teacheth? Which is who? Who's teaching? The Holy Ghost teaching. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Glory to God. But the natural man, underlying natural man, natural part of you, does receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what to him? Foolish to him. Neither can he. neither can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. And the enemy wants to keep you away from discernment. I said he wants to keep you away from discernment. Because discernment will work right in your environment. Plus, it'll work when you're looking up things in the Word of God. You can see things after you read it the third time that you didn't see the first time. Now, are y'all with me? All right, so when we look at this, the church now is deliberately being planted in the world. So you're being planted in the world because God's going to use you in that world. Now, let me give you a secret of something. When Joseph was planted down in Egypt, in the world, Joseph needed the machinery, glory to God, outside of his environment to move him to the world's most powerful economy. Joseph needed the machinery that was supplied in the world system to move him to the world's most powerful economy. Lord have mercy. All right. I'm saying there's something in the world that can be a stimulus for moving you into the place of dominion that you're supposed to have all the time. Turn to Micah 4. Micah. Let me know when you get there. Micah. Are you there yet? Look at verse 10. Be in pain and labor together, labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman where? In travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to where? Babylon. There you shall be delivered, and there the Lord shall redeem you from the hand of the enemy. Take you right in the middle of the darkest, most wicked place, and there you'll be delivered. I'm telling you, folks, even when you go out to minister on the streets, go out in the streets to minister and see the power of God flow out of you. See how the power, because light works best in darkness. Where there's light, there's power. And I'm saying he's got you out there, but not only are you just out there, you're out there because you're going to be used to transfer the wealth. Verse 13, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain or their money to the Lord, and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. Folks, this whole idea of will make their horn iron and make their hoofs brass. Well, you read something about that. It was over in the book of Psalms. Let me just share it with you. He said in the book of Psalms, he said, let them praise his name in the dance, Psalm 149:3, and let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. You see what I'm saying? He said, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He'll beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the king, the people, to bind their kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron. People don't think that praise can do much. Oh, well, what is that doing? What is that doing? Here's the man in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when the enemy was coming against him, the prophet spoke out and said, you don't need to fight this next battle. All you need to do is go up by the cliff Ziz, and in the morning, get the praises together. Just get the singers together and just begin to praise me. And when they did this, the enemies turned against one another and killed one another. I'm saying, somebody think there ain't nothing to praise. Praise will make the devil shut up. Praise will make the enemies in your life turn on one another and destroy each other, and you just walk out and gather up. intellect says no, because they can't see intellectually how this can happen. But remember, experience in the kingdom is not the best teacher. The best teacher is the Holy Ghost. So what am I telling you? A lot of times what is happening is the church has settled for natural solutions. Folks, that won't even deliver the world anymore. They're coming up on things now, thank God for medication, but they'll tell you right in the medication, it will also cause heart attacks, kidney shutdown, you lose your eyesight, so forth and so on. Folks, wait a minute. There is a better way. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them just anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up, and if it's been any sin, he'll be forgiven. God never intended for us to have to take one pill. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Don't feel condemned if you're taking medication. That is not the reason why I'm preaching this. I'm preaching it because how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Folks, there is no healing in medication. What medication does, it sets up your body so that your body could respond to that disease the way it was intended. Healing comes from the word of God. Now you put that down in your book and you never forget it. The word of God is powerful enough to not only heal the part that's broken, but it will, if need be, create. I better come over here. I felt some kickback. It will create another whole body part in your body. Why? Because you are the Son of God. It's part of your inheritance. Now somebody got to tell the story. Oh, the devil's been trying to shut this down. Keep preachers from preaching it. Why? Because they didn't know how this is going to work. Well, you don't have to know how it's going to work. The only thing you do know is it's going to work. Say amen to that. He said, you sow the seed and the seed will grow up. You know it's not how. I don't know whether God's coming down Roosevelt Road or he's coming down this Plains Avenue, whether he's coming by helicopter or by sea. I do know he's going to show up. I do know that. Do I have some believers up in here now? We are the seed of Abraham. The real you is new, and your roots are in Christ. You got to catch a revelation of who you are and your new identity so that it can line you up for the supernatural that God wants to do in your life. You are designed to be led by your spirit. Now, your spirit illumines your mind so that your mind can function. If you're going to do the supernatural, you got to think supernatural. Society can't tell you who you are. They can't tell you what you can do. Our assignment is to replenish. It's the Eden mandate that God gave Adam. The word replenish means to perpetually renew and supply. It is a dominion mandate that we're coming in not to take sides, but to take over and establishing every place under kingdom jurisdiction. The power of this blessing is to create heaven's atmosphere.
Discover mighty signs and wonders that will come through you today with Pastor Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled The God Factor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. There is no power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. You and I have the kingdom within us. It is time to put the supernatural back in every situation and believe the God factor.
Well, praise God. Now, let me remind you that the power of the blessing that's on our lives, the blessing of Abraham, is to create heaven's atmosphere wherever we go. In other words, we can go and create the atmosphere of health, meaning that in heaven there's no sickness or disease. So we can lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name and they recover. We can cast out demons so that people can have rest and not be tormented and so forth and so on. We can bring poverty to a halt. We can come in and be able to provide for other people, jobs, so forth and so on. That's the power of the blessing that's on our lives. Now, we want you to walk in that because the Bible says in Isaiah, and he said 8 and 18, he says, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are made for signs and wonders. You and I are made for the supernatural. Now, we'd love to hear from you. And remember to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our website is www.billwinston.org. Come on, join us. Go visit our partner cafe. If you're not a partner with us, you should be. Praise God. You can get information about partnership on our website. We'd love to hear from you. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you. Until next time,